This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The Pharisees were a religious sect in New Testament times who were very religious to a fault. They were good people in the worst sense of the word. You ever heard that expression? Some of you didn't hear it. They were good people in the worst sense of the word. They were interested in how they looked to other people religiously. That can happen to you. It can happen to me. How do I appear? What are people perceiving about me? And that's what they were interested in that, but they were blind to their own sin. And you know who they were blind to most of all? Jesus. Seeing Christ and their need for Christ. They were above him. Think about that for a minute. You talk about arrogance to say, I'm above Jesus. They really believe that. How do I know that? Because of what I read today. We've been in Luke 11 the last 3 weeks, by the way. When Jesus, verse 37, had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. It's interesting. You know, we talked about this, that being hospitable is actually a spiritual act. I mentioned this in an upcoming sermon on the radio, that one of the saddest conversations I've had with people over the years in counseling are people that said, you know, I can never remember my mom and dad inviting anybody over for anything. We never had anybody over for coffee. We never had anybody over for a meal. And those people, as adults, feel that they have been deprived of social opportunities and learning opportunities because their parents absolutely refused to have anybody over. And so there is a spiritual dimension to hospitality that most Christian people don't even understand. Listen to that again. There's a spiritual dimension to hospitality that even Christian people don't understand. And I felt sorry for those people who said, we never invited anyone over. And yet you have a Pharisee who invited Jesus over for lunch. According to one of the commentaries, the word that's used there has to do with lunch, whatever that means, as opposed to dinner. But he had no idea what was going to happen to him. Because Jesus, to put it bluntly, was going to unload on him about his pride. He really did. Do you know what that tells me? Jesus does not take kindly to pride in a Pharisee's life, or your life, or my life. Would you listen to that again? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, does not take kindly to pride in a Pharisee's life, or in your life, or in my life. So he had no idea what was going to transpire at the lunch. Look at verse 38. But the Pharisee, noticing that Jesus did not first wash before the meal, was surprised. This was not talking about how parents today say, wash your hands so your hands are clean when we have dinner. It wasn't a physical cleanliness thing or germophobia kind of thing. It was done ceremonially. Get this, you would hold out your hands, and there was even a ritual how you washed your hands. You would let the water run on your fingertips first, and then it would come up to your wrist, and you would turn your hands over. Then you would take a fist, and you would rub your fist into the palm of one hand and then your fist into the other. And it was very symbolic of ceremonially cleansing yourself before the meal. It was more of a ritual than it was an act of cleanliness. And the Pharisee's surprised Jesus didn't do it. And that's when Jesus looks at him in 39 and says, then the Lord said to him, now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness.
Well, that's certainly a strong statement that Jesus made to the Pharisee. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.